Imagine if we could just hit the brakes on like 60% of potential strokes,
Right.
or even delay dementia, by almost half. That's the kind of future we could be looking at,
Right.
just by actually making brain health a priority.
It's amazing how often we just kind of overlook the brain, you know, until
Perfect.
something goes wrong, and then it's like, oh.
Exactly. And today we are doing a deep dive into a report that was published in Nature Reviews Neurology
Okay.
called Global Synergistic Actions to Improve Brain Health for Human Development.
Oh,
And
mouthful.
I know it's a mouthful,
Yeah.
but before you think this is just for like doctors and researchers,
Right.
this report actually has, I think, implications for everyone listening.
It really does because it's like this urgent call to action, a roadmap for this like global health crisis that's, you know, forming neurological disorders.
Yeah, and you don't have to go far to see the impact of this.
Yeah.
Stroke alone costs the world almost $900 billion every year,
Unbelievable.
which is just, that's money that could be going to like groundbreaking research, providing care,
Absolutely.
easing the financial burden for so many families.
Yeah, it's not just numbers we're talking about here. It's about real people and
Exactly.
real lives. And the thing is,
Yeah.
if we don't change something, it's only going to get worse.
So let's talk about solutions then.
Okay.
The report talks about this idea of brain health.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
How is that different than just not having a disease?
Right. So that's a great question. And the WHO, the World Health Organization,
Okay.
they define brain health as our brains functioning at their absolute best
Okay.
across the board. So thinking, feeling, moving, everything, allowing us to really live our lives to the fullest,
I like it.
regardless of any health condition.
So it's like your brain firing on all cylinders,
Exactly.
not just about specific diseases.
Precisely. And it
Right.
gets even more interesting.
Okay, tell me more. There's all this research coming out that shows a strong link between spiritual well-being and better brain health.
Okay, I'm intrigued because I'm big into meditation and, a sense of purpose, but I never really connected it to my brain health.
There you go.
Tell me more.
Researchers are finding that mindfulness, a sense of purpose, all of that good stuff
Yeah.
can actually impact different parts of your brain in a good way,
Wow.
which can help with things like anxiety, even depression, even chronic pain.
So tapping into that inner peace is more powerful than we thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's go back to the report. It talks about tackling this global brain health challenge with something called the neurological quadrangle.
Yes. It's like this compass that
Okay.
points us all towards better brain health.
I like it.
And the first pillar is all about surveillance. But don't worry, we're not talking about Big Brother here.
Okay, good to know.
No thought control today.
Because that is not my jam.
No.
So, what kind of surveillance are we talking about here?
It's all about having really good systems in place to track neurological diseases,
Okay.
how common they are, the risk factors, how effective different treatments are.
So it's about using data to get ahead of this, essentially.
Yes, data is power.
Data is power.
Oh, like a.
Pillar one, know your enemy, so to speak. Okay, what about pillar two?
Pillar two is all about prevention.
Okay.
And this is what I love because it means that we actually have some control here.
Okay.
A lot of neurological disorders are preventable.
Really?
We're not just talking about eating your vegetables, although that's important.
Right.
We're talking about access to health care, early intervention.
So we're not just passive passengers on this brain health journey.
No.
We're in the driver's seat.
Absolutely. You have a say in your brain's future.
I love that. Okay, but with even the best prevention, sometimes things happen.
Right.
And that's where pillar three comes in.
Yes.
Acute care, this is about having the right diagnosis and treatment when every second counts.
Yes, exactly. For things like stroke or epilepsy, time is brain.
Time is brain. I like that.
That's true.
Okay, and finally, pillar four.
Pillar four, rehabilitation. So important for so many neurological conditions. Ongoing care can make a huge difference.
Okay.
It helps people regain function, adapt to their new normal, have a good quality of life.
So it's about helping people thrive after a neurological problem.
Exactly. Looking at the whole person, not just the
I
diagnosis.
love that.
It's really a holistic approach.
Yeah, this quadrangle really lays it all out there.
It does.
It's tracking, preventing, providing care, and then supporting recovery. But
It's a good framework.
it is, but is it working? Are we seeing signs of hope? Like, give me some good news. Is there reason to be optimistic about the future of brain health?
Oh, there's definitely good news.
Okay, good.
We are seeing some very exciting things happening
Okay, good, because I need it.
that could totally change how we approach brain health. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we have this roadmap, the neurological quadrangle, but is it working? Like, are we actually seeing any signs of progress out there in the real world?
Oh, absolutely we are. There are some mind-blowing innovations emerging
Okay, good.
that have the potential to revolutionize how we approach brain health.
Okay, give me some examples because I need some good news.
Okay, so you've probably heard of brain-computer interfaces,
I have. It sounds very sci-fi.
right? It sounds like something straight out of a movie.
Yeah, are we talking mind control here? Is that what this is?
Not quite yet, but we're getting closer.
Okay.
These interfaces are already allowing people with paralysis to control things with their minds,
Really?
like prosthetic limbs, computer cursors, you name it.
Wow, that's incredible.
It really is incredible.
So they're regaining function through this technology.
Exactly. And it's not just about restoring what was lost.
Okay.
Neurostimulation is another really exciting area.
Neurostimulation, that's where they use like electrical or magnetic impulses to
Yeah.
stimulate brain activity,
Yeah.
right?
Exactly. And it's showing incredible promise
Wow.
for things like Parkinson's, epilepsy, even some types of depression that haven't responded to other treatments.
So it's like giving your brain a jump start.
Yes, exactly. A little tune-up.
Okay, so we've got these brain-computer interfaces, neurostimulation.
Right.
What else is out there that's getting researchers like really excited?
Gene therapy.
Yeah.
Still early days,
Okay.
but imagine being able to actually target the specific genes
Okay.
that are involved in these neurological disorders
Wow.
and fix them at the source.
That's incredible. It feels like we're on the cusp of something truly revolutionary.
We are,
Yeah.
we are. But
Right.
we also have to acknowledge that there are still some big hurdles to overcome.
Like what?
Well, for starters, access.
Okay.
These treatments, as amazing as they are, they're not available to everyone.
Right, because healthcare is not a universal thing, unfortunately.
Exactly. Your zip code shouldn't determine your brain health.
Right, it's not fair at all.
It's a global health equity issue. And then there's the shortage of neurologists.
Yeah, there are not enough specialists to go around.
Exactly. And of course, the financial barriers.
Right, these things are not cheap.
Research is expensive, treatments are expensive, and unfortunately,
Yeah.
funding for brain health often takes a backseat to other priorities.
It's true. It's like the brain is often overlooked, even though it's kind of
Through the
important.
control center for everything.
Right. We can send a rocket to space, but we can't always get someone the stroke care they need.
It's frustrating, to say the least.
It's beyond
But
frustrating.
the report doesn't just point out the problems.
Okay, good.
It also offers solutions.
Okay, so tell me, what needs to happen? What can we do?
Well, first and foremost, we need policy changes.
Okay.
Governments
Ooh.
need to make brain health a priority.
So put our money where our brains are.
Exactly. More funding for research, training more healthcare providers,
Okay.
and making sure everyone can afford quality care, no matter who they are or where they live.
I mean, it makes sense. A healthy society needs healthy brains.
Exactly. It's a no-brainer.
Okay. I see what you did there.
Couldn't resist.
So we need policy changes. What else?
Technology. Technology is going to be huge in bridging these gaps.
Okay. How so?
Well, we're already seeing telemedicine connecting specialists in cities
Right.
with patients in rural
So
areas.
we're bringing the doctor to the patient virtually.
Exactly. And then there's this really interesting idea. The report talks about the brain economy.
Okay, the brain economy, I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure I understand what that means.
It's basically a way of understanding how crucial brain health is
Okay.
to a thriving society.
Okay.
When our brains are healthy, we're more productive, more creative,
Makes sense.
we contribute more to society, we earn more, the economy
So
benefits.
brain power is economic power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Investing in brain health isn't just the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do.
I love that. It's a win-win. Okay, so are we talking about a paradigm shift here? Like moving away from just treating brain diseases
Yes.
to actually making brain health something we prioritize throughout our lifespan?
100%. And it starts with education,
Okay.
giving people the knowledge and tools they need to take care of their brain health.
So knowledge is brain power, literally.
Exactly. It's about empowering people to take control of their own brain health destiny.
I love it, but it's not all on the individual, is it?
No, not at all. It's bigger than that.
What are some of the societal factors that come into play here?
Well, we have to talk about poverty, inequality, access to quality education.
Okay.
All of these things impact brain development.
Right. It's all connected.
Exactly. It's a complex web of factors.
It really is. It feels like such a huge challenge. Where do we even begin to create meaningful change?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But we've tackled big problems before. Think about the progress we've made in fighting infectious diseases.
Right.
When we work together, we can achieve amazing things.
That's a good point. We need that same energy and focus when it comes to brain health.
Absolutely.
Are there any large-scale initiatives already underway that are giving you hope?
There are, actually. Yeah.
Tell me more.
The WHO, the World Health Organization, has this great program.
Okay.
It's called the Intersectoral Global Action Plan on Epilepsy and Other Neurological Disorders.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is. They call it the IGAP for short.
Okay, the IGAP, got it. So what's their plan? So the IGAP, this Global Action Plan, what's their strategy for tackling this challenge?
Well, this plan runs from 2022 to 2031.
Okay.
And the goal is to make sure that people with neurological disorders around the world have better access to care.
Okay.
And also to try to reduce the overall impact of these conditions globally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really important step because it brings everyone to the table, you know?
Right. A collaborative effort.
Exactly. Healthcare providers, governments, researchers, everyone working together.
So it's recognizing that this isn't just a healthcare issue, it's a societal issue.
Exactly. It affects all of us. And the IGAP uses a very similar approach to that neurological quadrangle we discussed.
Okay, so tell me more about how they're tackling this.
Well, it's about raising awareness.
Okay.
Focusing on prevention, strengthening healthcare systems, and of course, investing in research.
So it's like a multi-pronged approach.
Exactly.
Hitting it from all angles.
We need all of those pieces to make a real difference.
Absolutely. It's like assembling a global brain trust.
I like that.
To tackle this challenge. But I imagine with something as complex as the brain, there's still so much we don't know.
Oh, absolutely. We are just scratching the surface.
Right.
The brain is incredibly complex.
Yeah.
But that's what makes this field so exciting. You know, there's so much potential for discovery.
It's like the final frontier of medicine.
Exactly.
So much we're still learning. And
every day there's something new.
Right, exactly. So while all that research is happening, what can we as individuals do?
That's the big question.
To protect our own brain health and advocate for change on a larger scale.
Well, I think it starts with taking care of the amazing brains we already have.
Okay, so what does that look like practically?
Eat a balanced diet.
Oh, okay.
Get moving. Exercise regularly.
Right.
Challenge your brain. Learn new things. Do puzzles, you know.
Keep your mind sharp.
Exactly. And don't forget about stress management and sleep.
Sleep is so crucial.
Absolutely. Those are things that are within our control that can make a huge difference.
It's like building a brain-healthy lifestyle.
Exactly.
It's just like we strive for physical fitness.
And remember, it's never too late to start.
Right. It's a lifelong journey.
Exactly.
I love that. No pressure to be perfect.
Just make those small changes, those healthy choices.
So we talked about individual actions, but how do we push for broader change, you know, at a societal level?
Use your voice. Talk to your friends and family about brain health.
Okay.
Support organizations doing important research and advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And reach out to your elected officials.
Let them know this is a priority for us.
Exactly, because a society with healthy brains is a healthy society, right?
Absolutely. We need to elevate this issue across the board.
100%. And that's what we really wanted to emphasize today.
Yeah.
Brain health is everyone's responsibility.
It's a shared responsibility.
It's about creating a world where everyone has the opportunity to live a long and fulfilling life.
With a healthy brain.
Exactly. And while there are definitely challenges ahead, I'm optimistic.
Me too. It's a future worth striving for.
Absolutely.
Well, listeners, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
This deep dive into the future of brain health has been fascinating.
It has.
And I think ultimately very hopeful.
Absolutely.
As we wrap up, what's the one key takeaway you hope our listeners will remember?
Your brain health matters. You have the power to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cause worth fighting for.
What a powerful message to end on. And on that note, we'll wrap things up for today.
Sounds good.
This has been The Deep Dive, your shortcut to being brilliantly informed.
Until next time.
Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss our next deep dive into a new and fascinating topic. Until then, stay curious and keep those incredible brains healthy.